Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I hope you're having a great Tuesday. Looking forward to another week serving the Lord in 2024 as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Hope you're keeping your eyes on Christ today. And I want to share something with you today about remembering. Remembering. Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13. And the Bible says, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both man and of beast, it is mine. And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day, in which ye came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Notice, remember this day, in the which ye came out from Egypt. I know Memorial Day is a day we take time to remember those who paid the ultimate price, whether it be loved ones or friends or anyone who gave their life for our country. But we're instructed over and over in the Word of God to remember certain things. And Israelites were admonished to keep their remembrance of various days and events in their national history. And I just want to, here in January, the 23rd, 2024, let's talk about some things we ought to remember. Number one, we should remember the time and place of our salvation. I remember it because I tell it whenever I came. Well, I was a young boy when I got saved, and yet I know it because I've told it over and over and over again. I remember it because I relive it. I go back to that little country church in Hartville, Ohio, when I walked down the aisle on a Sunday evening. And I knelt down on the second seat in, on the right-hand side of that auditorium. An evangelist, Bill Halad, took his Bible, and he showed this young boy from the Bible how he could know Christ as his Savior. And I prayed and asked Jesus to be my Savior. I remember the place because I was there. Now, someday I may forget. And my salvation is dependent on my remembering. Folks have accidents and people lose their memory or they get dementia. But listen, that doesn't mean they're not saved. But listen, whenever you can, you ought to tell it. Paul often would tell his testimony and tell others what great things the Lord has done for you. I want to talk about how Christ died for me. I want to listen, salvation isn't Christ dying for the sins of the world. Salvation is Christ dying for my sins. And I trust him as my Savior. And so let's talk about it. Let's remember it. Let's make sure we don't forget the time and place of our salvation. Number two, we ought to remember the place where we went astray. You say, what are you talking about? Well, over in the book of Revelation, you know, God wrote to the seven churches in the book of Revelation. And in chapter 2, he talks to the church at Ephesus and he says, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Verse 5, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works. Remember the place where you fell. Remember when you went astray. You know, you never fall upward, you just fall back, you fall downward. David, remember your walk on the rooftop. Jonah, remember when you ran the other way from God and got on the ship. Peter, remember when you smelled the charcoal fire and you warmed your hands at the enemies of Christ. Remember, go back to that time and listen, stay right with God. Remember, Jesus said, what should this church do? Remember, repent, and return. Remember it, then repent, and then return. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We should remember the time and place of our salvation. We should remember the place we went astray. We should remember our vows and commitments. Our vows to God. The Bible says, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, you vow a vow to God, you better defer not to pay it. You better pay what you vow to God. Maybe you vowed to teach a Sunday school class. Maybe you vowed that you'd be a witness for Christ. Maybe you vowed you're going to live a holy life. Maybe you vowed to answer His calling in your life and go to the mission field. What is it that you vowed to God, that you committed to God, and you haven't followed through on that? Let's remember our vows to our family or to our spouse. Oh, my friend, to love, to honor, to cherish, to keep yourself for the one another. Oh, let's honor our vows to our spouse. Let's honor our vow to others, to pray for them, to offer what they need when they need help, to offer help to them and give them help. Let's remember our vows and our commitments. Let's remember our parents. Let's remember our parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It doesn't say children, obey your parents, for they're always right. We know that. We know we're not. But it's right for you to obey. And there's no age restriction on that, my friend. Why so many teenage tragedies? Because they've broken that commandment. They've broken that commandment. And listen, the psalmist wrote this in Psalm 71:9, cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. There's a lot of children that cast their parents off when they get old, and they forsake them when their strength fails. My friend, you have a responsibility to care for your parents. You have a responsibility to care for them, and don't cast them off in their old age. Remember your parents. Remember your vows and commitments. Remember the place you went astray. Remember the time and place of your salvation. And of course, we remember our soldiers, our heroes. The Jewish soldiers are always honored when they return from battle. Remember the song, Saul has slain his thousands, but David his tens of thousands. I have no patience with protesters who want to speak out against the military. The men who have laid it on the line for our country, we should make much of them as heroes before our children. We should remember how our country began and what makes America great, lest we lose it. I'm certainly not against immigration. And I don't hold a grudge against anyone who's seeking a better life by coming to America. I know that most of our population is made up of descendants of immigrants. But you have to understand, those who have come to our country seeking freedom and seeking a new life ought to understand some things. Our responsibility is not to continually try not to offend you. America is a multicultural community. We understand that. But as Americans, we have our culture, we have our society, we have our language, we have our lifestyle. It's called the American way. And that's been developed over centuries of struggles and trials and victories by tens of thousands, if not millions, of men and women who have sought freedom. So many fought and bled and died in places like San Juan and Iwo Jima and Normandy and Korea and Vietnam and other places. We speak English. Therefore, if you wish to become part of our society, learn our language. In God we trust is the national motto. It's not just an off-the-wall Christian right-wing political slogan. It's engraved in stone in the House of Representatives in the Capitol. We adopted that motto because Christian men and women, on Christian principles, founded the nation. And it's documented throughout our history. God is in our pledge. God is in our national anthem. God is in our founding documents. We honor His birth, His death, His resurrection, His holidays. And we turn to Him in prayer in times of crisis. Now, if that offends you, then I suggest you consider another part of the world as your new home. Because God is part of the culture here, and we're honored to have Him. I know the First Amendment gives every citizen the right to express his opinion about our government, culture, society, and we allow you the opportunity to do so. But once you've done it, complaining or whining or griping about our flag, our pledge, our national motto, or our way of life, then I encourage you to take advantage of one other great American freedom, and that is the right to go somewhere else. Let's remember our brave soldiers. Let's remember our heritage. And then let's remember the old paths. Jeremiah 6:16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. That's where it is. The good way. And walk therein, and you'll find rest to yourselves. What are the old paths? Well, I think it's the old book. I don't think it's old-fashioned. I'm going to stay with the old book. You can go ahead and change if you want, but I'm not changing. I don't think I need to rewrite it. I think I need to reread it. I don't think I need to change it. I think it needs to change me. I'm going to stick with the old paths. I'm not joining any group that requires some fake emotional experience. I'm just going to stick with God. I have all the fullness of God that there is, and I don't need to fake it out like anybody else, and I'm going to stick with the old black book. I'm going to stick with the old time religion. I mean Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Salvation, repentance towards God, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Someone talked about some mega church they recently attended and had thousands of people in attendance, and they're sure getting the people in. Is that what it's all about? Just getting people in? We have more mega churches, thousands now, of mega churches, churches that run 2,000 or 3,000 or more on a Sunday throughout America. And I ask you a question, my friend, if that's the case, what difference is it making in our country? What impact are we having? The old-time religion condemns where Christians party 6 nights a week and then sing in the choir on Sunday. That's false. I'm going to stick with the old-time religion of holy living for God, not just Sunday, but Monday through Saturday as well. I'm going to stick with the old church, the old hymns. I'm not saying anything new is wrong. I wouldn't say that. But I feel sorry for churches that have forsaken the old hymns. My friend, you won't beat the old rugged cross. Are nothing but the blood, are at the cross, are blessed assurance, the power in the blood, and the sweet by and by. Oh, don't forsake the old hymns and the old doctrines of the Word of God, the blood atonement, Christian holiness, the second coming, eternal security, the virgin birth, the inspiration of the Scriptures, heaven, hell. Oh, my friend, let's stick with the old path. Let's stick with the old book. And then we ought to remember the Lord. Remember him with our time. Remember him with your talent. Remember him with your treasure. Remember him in your thoughts. Remember him in your tasks. Remember his dying love. Father, forgive them. Remember his comforting call. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Remember his charge. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Remember his commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. One of the sad statements in the book of Judges, and it says that generation was gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. You know why? Because somebody forgot to remember them. Let's remember them. Let's remember all that God has done. Remember your salvation. Remember where you went astray. Remember, repent, and return. Remember your vows and commitments you made to God. Remember your parents. Remember the soldiers and the founding of our country. Remember the old paths, the old book, the old time religion, the old church, the old hymns, the old doctrines. And remember the Lord. Honor him with your time and talent and thought and thoughts and treasure and tasks. Remember his mercy and his goodness. Oh, my friend, let's remember how good God's been to each one of us. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I look forward to being with you again on the broadcast tomorrow, and that'll be Wednesday, and that'll be church night. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny sky.